nothing, not a thing. I mean, we just found a way to win the game, but, you know, obviously there's areas that we were pleased with, and there's other areas that we had to continue to work on. You know, don't think we can afford to give up 56% shooting and expect to win. We did do a good job on the boards for the most part, but when you shoot 56%, there's not a lot of offensive rebounds to be had. So, you know, we don't know if that's the good news or the bad news, but we're pleased that we found a way to come away with a win. We won the game with a defensive stop. That's, you know, a real positive right there. But other than that, it's one game. And as I said before we went into the game, we wouldn't be overly excited if we won, and we won't be overly disappointed if we lost. It's just one game, and one, you know, one of 82, so.
About the play of the bench, how would you evaluate those guys?
No, I thought they did a good job, as a matter of fact. Those guys came into the game, and I thought Goran and Jared and those guys really kind of got us back into the game. We were struggling a little bit, and, you know, they were shooting 66% early in the game. But those guys came in and did a good job defensively, and really kind of got us back in the game.
How about conditioning-wise for game one, fourth quarter? Did you see a lot of guys not used to playing a full game yet?
No, I mean, I still think we struggled a little bit. You know, my main concern is that, you know, until the really last 30 seconds of the game, we didn't have any fast break points. So we've got to definitely be a team that score with our fast breaks and with our movement and getting out running, and that didn't happen. You know, obviously they were very conscious of that after what happened last year when we played them. But, you know, they did a good job, but we still got to find a way to come away with some fast break points.
I only showed up with 2 points at the stats at the end of the night, but did you see more than that after?
Well, I was we evaluated a little bit differently. You know, we had some shots, you know, even Channing's three-point shot where we come down and we run drag and we get an open shot early in the early offense. We consider that a fast break point, but, you know, we still didn't run and we still didn't get to the basket. We still didn't get easy baskets. That's one of the things we have to do.
How much does losing Robin hurt you guys and trying to maybe bring in Collins to fill a little bit of the void at center? I mean, how does that kind of mix things up a little bit and change things?
Well, it doesn't so much. And, you know, and I don't want anybody to put this added pressure on Robin. Robin is not the cavalry, okay? He's not the cavalry. He's a second-year player that's going to help us in a way. But, you know, he's not green now. So we just got to understand that going in. I think he'll do a good job for us, and he'll help with rebounding some, and he'll help us protect the basket. But to think that he's going to come back and all of these great things are going to happen, I don't want that kind of pressure on him because, you know, he's still in a learning process also, and he's still got a lot to learn. So he was playing good basketball for us, and he does give us size. But, you know, we're not counting on Robin to play 38 minutes a game for us. Well, I think it was a combination of both, really. I think we obviously gave up too many made baskets to be able to get out and run. And then, you know, they consciously made an effort. I know that their whole thing was is that we got to take away all their easy baskets from them. So, you know, they did a good job in transitioning and getting back, not allowing us to get the easy baskets.
Grant's usually one of the best guys to get back in transition. He's
Well, you know, he is, but I think right now, Bob, I think we consciously have to get to the boards. And once we get to the boards, we'll worry about all the other stuff before we start. But, you know, we found a way to win the game and we won it on defense. I think that's the most important thing that you can take out of that.
Talk about tomorrow night's home opener.
Well, it's, you know, I think it'll be great. I think the fans will be great. We're playing a team very similar to ours, you know, that gets up and down the court, and they play a lot of different combinations of guys. You know, they play Corey Maggette everywhere from a two-guard to a five-man. So they're a good team, and they're very, very good offensively. You know, they got a kid, Morrow, who's the leading three-point shooter in the league, and as a rookie, that's never happened. So Monty Ellis has always played great against us, so. We have our work cut out for us. You know, they're a tough team, and then Steven Jackson obviously is a wild card in a lot of ways. But he's definitely a wild card. He's the guy that can do a lot of things. Real versatile player, step out on the floor. You know, he can play, you know, multiple positions also, you know, anywhere from 2 to 5. So we'll have our work cut out for us. A lot of times they like to go small ball where we have tough matchups against them. But we'll see what happens. It'll be an exciting game.
Thank you.
No, pace will not be a problem tomorrow, you know, and I got to think that somewhere along the line you're probably going to have to get 120 points or whatever.
Did you?
I thought he made a little bit of strides here and there. Obviously, he's not where he wants to be or where we think he'll get to, but we'll get there. You know.
Does there seem to be some hesitation at times? I mean, there was a couple times he got...
Yeah, and I think that all come, you know, his timing is still a little bit off. He's still played, you know, he's played now 9 games in 7 months. So, you know, that's the only way you're going to get better with that is that you just got to play in actual games and get your timing down. So we see that coming, and we just got to be a little patient with him and understand that.
You continue with LB in the starting line? Did you like how that looked last night?
Yeah, we'll probably go back with him. You know, there is a possibility we may go another direction, but Paul doesn't think so. So they'll probably write down LB as a starter, but there is chances that we could go another direction.
Good chance?
There's a chance.
Coach, the other day you talked about having a big space guard. Does that account for Channing and Amari getting 9 rebounds and Grant and Jared getting 20?
Well, no, I just think that, you know, a lot of times we're away from the basket, too. Those guys are away from the basket. We still got to continue to emphasize, you know, those two guys rebounding. They got to get the bulk of the rebounds for us. But, you know, Grant's done it before. Grant's been a great rebounder in this league. He averaged 8 one year. So, you know, I thought overall we did a good job. Obviously, you know, the shooting percentage is, you know, it's kind of an alarming thing, but we'll get there.
Does having the wings be such an important part of the rebounding slow down the break because they're not leaking out on the...
I don't think so. You know, I still think we'll be able to do that, but right now I think consciously we got to consider rebounding the basketball. You know, we still got no fast break points, guys. We still got 109 points. So, you know, offensively we're still okay there. You know, with 109 points, I got to think that we'd lead the league in scoring. So, you know, you add in the easy baskets, and I think we can be much better offensively.
Talk about Earl's first game, 20 minutes.
Oh, I thought he played well. I thought he did a good job rebounding the basketball. I thought he did a good job defensively. You know, obviously it's going to come down to him being able to make that 15, 18-foot jump shot consistently. But, you know, he's a rookie, and it's going to be, you know, an up-and-down kind of situation for him. But I think he'll be fine.
Still trying to get to that point where you can ride those guys until the 6-minute mark instead of the...
We like to, but you know, last night we had to go back with the guys. You know, they were getting a little separation, and we thought it was important to go back with our guys, and they came in and responded and did a good job. But I have faith in those guys. I think that our bench, they'll help us in many more games than they'll hurt us. You know, I'm convinced of that.
The second quarter, they saved you there.
Well, they did. They actually got us back in the game. You know, we were down and it was slipping away, and those guys came in and made some good defensive plays and also made some baskets. You know, I was really pleased with the way Gorin played again. I thought he did a good job, and he was really aggressive in what he tried to do. And you know, Jared Dudley, I never look at the stat sheet with him anyway. I mean, I know what he brings to the table, and it doesn't matter what the stat sheet says. He does a great job. He wasn't here today. He happened to have a little kid last night. So. Oh, yeah. But he didn't. It's good
he
girl did.
What yeah. A girl. And
girl.
Girl.
So.
Make it back in time to be there for that.
I think he made it back because I think it was 2 a.m. last night. So we got back here at about 1.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 1:30 or so. Yeah, he went straight. He had a car waiting at the airport. He went right to the hospital. So I got to think that he just made it, you know. So.
That's great. Did loose foot limit him at all?
Well, you know, it did a little bit, and, you know, we thought about putting him in at the end of the game defensively, but, you know, he had sat there so long that we didn't think that was a good idea. And actually, we played great defense at the end. Even the shot that Butler made, we did a great job of defending that. You know, and everybody, and it's one of those deals where they said, well, why didn't you foul? Why didn't you? You know, with 25 seconds to go, I don't know if that's a good play. With, you know, 10 seconds, 12 seconds to go, we probably would have made a foul.
Steve didn't look like he meant to take that foul again.
No, he did. He did, you know. But
it worked out okay.
It worked out okay, but we were going to guard, and then we were going to foul if they started to the basket. I mean, he took 2 dribbles, and they just blew the whistle. So, you know. But that's okay. It worked out great for us. And most of those times, you got to give those guys a little bit of a break because they thought that, you know, we were going to foul there anyway.
Yeah. They knew the situation.
Yeah. All right.